Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
I'm falling down.
business now that he crashed my crown. Put it up away, my royalty is loyalty, I'm holding my weight, yeah. My bulletproof vest on tight, protecting me while blessing me, I'm living my life, no. Who's the queen of the crop? You wondering and it's haunting cause I'm climbing the charts. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my styles. So wiggly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow low. Hold your weight, don't funky clap. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blessing out your venue. Sounds I salute you. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted. Asking be how powerful that I could never be slaughtered. I'll conceive by the underground street. Black water, hardest rainbow on the sea. Stanley on me to buy her green. My tea better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machine. Constantly, like increasing with my heat. Target pointing, baby bee. How could it be that she's so sweet? Body waving goes, sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling.
Put me in the crib, have some kids and keep me icy. I kiss it icy and it's not like me. You'll find Kelly fucking with hoes, cause they too shifty, but I might be sitting pretty up in the club, juice in my club like DJ, turn it up. I bet you a part that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a part that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. McDonald's watching my back. You can pull my hair, smack the booty, now watch your clap. I got a proposition by the sexual position. If you listen, you won't need it, it's a mission. Pay attention, I can lay on my right side, lift up my left thigh, go inside smooth like a hand glide. Yes, I keep the kitty cat real tight. Nigga, I do cables, why you think I'm able to rip a dick like jaws on a pit? Can't even bust the splits on a tip, real shit. Is that your cold? Do you wanna see me strip to make it come quick with this description content? See, I'm that to get the boys real nasty. Want a fantasy fulfilled? Look, dude, just ask me. That Kelly girl is magically delicious. Just food for thought, and I got you looking dishes. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster, you need to face facts. Relax, I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why, it up why, when you can, when you when can, you bat, can it bat it up. 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 Bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what's up, dog? King's Grass Fire, yay, yay. You know what I'm saying? Yay, yay. Then maybe one more time, be like, yay, fire, yay, yay. We up in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? Let me go down the list right here. We got my old girl, Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea in the
Chris,
building.
Where the hell
Sweet
you
Pea. Sweet Pea. I've been right here in the building.
What?
One more. Jojo Loco, what up?
Okay, hold on. Cause why you ain't answering nobody messages or answering no phone calls that's coming in? I was on my way up there right now in traffic.
Nigga, you lying. Shut the fuck up,
bro. No, you're not. We've been looking for you, Scratch.
What? Well, why you turn around, nigga?
Nigga, I'm in traffic.
Oh, what? You still on the way up here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you when you get here. My nigga, Six in the building. What up, Six?
What's happening with it, Scratch? Sweet Pea, Jojo Loco. What's up, everybody?
We got DJ Love in the building.
We've been calling
and waiting. This nigga ain't coming up here, nigga. You ain't got my cell phone number, nigga.
Scratch, we've been calling you.
I called your cell phone. I called the house number.
You ain't called my house number. Jojo, you got every fucking number, nigga. If nigga, you even got, nigga, you got
nigga,
fucking
I've been calling every number. Me and Sweet Pea been talking back and forth trying to get a hold of you. She's like, what's going on? Then we called the show. Wasn't then playing on the show.
Y'all get a motherfucking pen right now. I'm going to give y'all my cell phone number.
If I know you're not going to give it on the radio. Send it in the messenger. So I just sent you a message.
Where?
Go look.
Oh, man.
Put your phone number in the messenger right now. Because I broke my last phone.
I'm actually on. See, the thing about it is, I don't know nothing about using these goddamn phones. I was fucking around talking to Mr. Everywhere earlier, and we was talking to Big Mike. Big Mike getting ready to call too. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. So Big Mike was gonna call, but I didn't know how to even get us on the line together.
Wednesday.
The motherfucker was saying that we couldn't get in and manipulate the damn system. There was no way that we could sit up here and play the music. I seen everybody popping in, but we couldn't even play no music. We couldn't play no music at all.
It was really fucked up, man.
Yeah, it was real fucked up. They wouldn't let us play no music. You know, so we couldn't even, our music shit wouldn't even pop up for us to do it. So we couldn't even play no music. I just stayed motherfucking ass out.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. They should give you a discount.
Wait, this just burp. Was that a burp scratch?
Fuck yeah.
Was that a 211 burp?
Yeah, that was a burp.
211?
I'm almost a hurricane burp.
Oh, hurricane burp? Oh, that was a hurricane burp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I knew it was a wave and I was coming. Yeah, I knew it had a wave in it.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. I fall asleep when I'm bored as fuck. When I fell asleep on the How the West Was Won, I made that motherfucker. I done seen that shit a million times.
30,000
I'm the one that... Yeah, then I'm like, oh my God, I gotta watch it again.
I know all the fucking parts.
I was sitting up there by myself just talking to all the parts, like. So I got bored. If I get bored, I will go to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we doing this show, I'm good because I'm doing something. But goddamn it, if I'm bored, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Next time, do it on the radio, too, so we could pop in and talk. Like, when they start the movie, we can start talking because, I mean, I could multitask. And it really was good to tell. It had my attention. But we'll help you out so you don't be bored and shit. But
I want to ask y'all a question.
Just to have some more hype around it.
I don't want to speak about it, but, you know, it's all good.
I'm going to ask y'all a question. We're advancing in the world of radio. Are y'all ready to start doing visuals? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what me and my boy Spoon was just talking about that earlier. So yeah, we definitely get ready to do some Zoom to where we could do True West Zoom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be on here. We don't talk about it. We just trying to figure out how we gonna make it happen.
Let me tell y'all the truth about that.
The basis of it is to really just we have to find a visual network that will allow us to do visuals, and each one of us will have to have a cell phone that we can have we can all do FaceTime with each other.
Well, see, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it on Zoom.
Yeah.
The whole thing about it is, you know, I mean, you got a lot of people that don't have two phones. You know what
I'm
saying?
I got two computers. You have to think about this, too. There's also, we have to find a network that's going to allow us to use our visuals through our cell phones because we're going to have to do this through cell phones or computer, one way or the other.
Well, they say Zoom gonna do that. You can have a computer or a cell phone, but go ahead, Stretch.
You gotta have two.
That's the problem for me. I just got one right now. I mean, I got another one around here though. Maybe I could put Zoom on there, but the memory's just not good on it.
My whole thing is I don't have to look at y'all ugly motherfuckers anyway.
Y'all don't want to look at my ugly ass either.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And the problem for me is that I don't smoke on camera. I'm a lady about some things. I'll cut your ass out, but I'm still a lady.
No, the only thing you gotta do is delete your camera off when you smoke.
Yeah.
And when you
I'm prepared, you know, I'll be ready before the time of the show.
I'm smoking and I'm drinking right on the show. Fuck it.
Right on it. Yeah.
I'm in California.
I ain't getting no head or nothing like that on the show. But if
I'm walking around in my seat up.
You ain't gonna get no head off the show. So shut the fuck up.
Ain't nobody looking for Nemo no way.
Man, nigga, you talk about some. I ain't gonna get no head off the show, nigga. You ain't gonna get no head off the show. Cut it out.
Ain't nobody looking for Nemo. Ain't nobody searching for Nemo.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy as fuck, man. Let's see, we got anybody up in there, I'm sorry, man. Hey, wait a minute, hold on. Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. He up in there.
Buddha, buff, is the spirit of the smoke the real still filter?
And we got six in the building. I don't know what happened.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Everywhere. Six, what's up, baby boy?
What's going on with it?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Record them Zoom meetings, like if you got your own account, you can take them and post them to your like YouTube and shit. And the more consistent you are, the more people are starting to watch, because people following me and I don't post videos about nothing but my plants. And I mean, you do music and people know who you are,
like,
and 74 people following me and I ain't nobody.
This is what we getting ready to do. Now, we getting ready to go tomatoes. Thousands of years.
Sure, I'm not tomatoes.
Not playing.
Hey, nigga, I'm just a nobody.
But guess what, though? If you can grow tomatoes, you can grow some herbal. You can grow some herbs.
You could grow weed. You can say that, damn sweet pea. You ain't got to hold back. You forgot this is two ways.
You
forgot
who you fucking with.
Well,
if you want to grow, I don't know right now.
Nah, I was trying to use a big word, but this nigga keep hollering our shit. Maybe he was not trying to talk.
You
can grow weed on that bitch. I was about to say a big word, though. I want to use a big word. Weed ain't a big word.
Four
letters.
Okay, marijuana. Use that. That's big.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Then I lost my train of thought.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Hey, did you hear about what Urkel did in his family post his patent purple Urkel?
No.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got his own strain, Urkel.
Oh, nah, I thought he ain't want to be Urkel no more with his head ass.
I want no weed, man.
Hey,
I
was about to kill that nigga
on
one day since he was fucking with my homeboy, cousin.
I want no weed, I got to put some glasses on to smoke.
Nah, that shit probably gonna have you laughing like, did I do that?
Yeah, look, wait a minute. You get the weed and you get a pair of glasses for free.
I already got glasses. Shit.
Well, I mean, not just
your... Hey, hold on. While we on the show, King Scratch. One of my artists just walked in and he said he's still waiting on his Fago.
My cash app is $KingsGrass760.
Fago. Fago, what's up? Say what's up, Fago. We live on the radio show right now. Yo, Fago here right now. Yo.
I'm here, right?
Yeah, we were out of girls up in my motherfucking house.
Dallas,
we got the curtains down, the lights on, party going on. So excuse me if I step out for a minute. You know, you y'all don't hear me. Y'all know I'm doing something. I ain't got no business doing.
Mute.
They ain't going to put it on the radio.
Mute yourself. Just so you are muted. If you get muted, I'll forget. You're going to be out.
Hey, Scratch, hold on. Hey, Scratch, can I get my favorite song, man?
Huh?
Can I make a request? Can I make a request tonight?
You want to make
a... I want to make a special request tonight. On Choice Radio tonight.
Okay.
What I want to hear, Anyway, Farrell.
You want to hear what?
Fuck, I don't even know what I want to hear, man.
Damn, I can't make this music up my whole goddamn time. Think about what you want to hear and then tell me, and then I'll play it.
I tell you what. You hear the first song of it, and then you ponder. I'm going to throw me a switch. I'm going to roll the switch up and think about it right quick.
All right, yeah. Like, ponder.
I got to look at the catalog. I got to get close to the computer. How to magnify it. What a magnifying thing is.
I got one question, man. What's going on? How do y'all feel about that Army sergeant that did that to that black youth? You know,
that bastard needs to be fired. He needs to, what they call dishonorable discharge.
Yeah, that's a straight bullshit, man. They don't keep doing us like that. Bastard, we is not gonna stand down for no bullshit. They don't keep doing us like this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing
at some point, this shit gotta stop.
The thing about it is, to me, it's so crazy that you got actually a camera on your fucking vest. You got a camera on your vest.
Well, this was just a civilian dude.
Yeah, that was
his
civilian dude, and his wife was filming. Or somebody was filming. There were three people out there.
But they got cameras on their vest, but they didn't go reckless. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, they filming themselves.
If I walked around, you know, I actually got a camera. I actually got a camera to where it's like a walk around, just like the motherfucking police. Got a camera. I got a camera in my car. But you know what? Nigga, did you really think I'm going to do some stupid shit with the camera on me? With the camera that I'm wearing? Be like, nigga, fuck you, cuz. And I just start busting on their ass. Be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? They got me on tape. They're shooting this motherfucker. Just because
you got no way out here. Everybody showed up at his doorstep. And now the sheriff had to take him and his family away from there. They can't even stay at their house no more.
No, yeah, of course not. Of course
you
not.
You know what? I don't feel bad because when they saw that shit, when it went viral for the whole world to see, they should have immediately took action. They should have suspended his ass. They should have gave an investigation.
Right.
Then he should have been dishonorably discharged because, for one, he embarrassed the fuck out of this nation. If that's what our services is about.
Yeah.
Now, everybody that's black have a reason to say they not fucking with the Army or none of that shit.
Right.
Other races,
I got a camera on me every time I walk out the fucking house. About this said, I'm about to play this goddamn song and go to the store. Guess what? I got a camera in the car and I got a camera on me all the time. God damn it. Y'all getting ready to see what the fuck happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's funky, but it's fair. That's what I have to do because, you know what I'm saying? I know how my mouth is. If I know
right.
something is not right, I'm getting ready to say what the fuck is on my mind. So if I say what's on my mind and y'all bitches decide y'all want to fuck me up because I'm saying what's on my mind, what? Be like, okay, I got a camera on me right now. I got a camera in the car looking at y'all. Y'all got a right to have a camera. How come I got a right to have a camera? Nigga, I'm getting ready to fucking let y'all know, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If I die, I want y'all to burn every goddamn thing down. If y'all see my goddamn camera footage, start burning shit up. Start fucking shit up.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And I'm telling you, did y'all see old boy on the news with the can of chicken noodle soup for his family? He said they interviewed him
no,
and he was holding
that.
A can of soup and he winked at the camera and said it was for his family.
The little boy, he did have a gun. He dropped the gun and then he turned around and threw his hands up and they still shot him. In Chicago. Did y'all see
mm-hmm.
that? Whoa.
That somebody shot up a FedEx and then killed their damn self. Mm-hmm. That's why I make these motherfuckers come pick these packages up. I ain't going into no damn well.
Look.
And the guy tried to do the shooting at the San Antonio airport, and they shot and killed him before he can get to the airport and start shooting them up.
You know, the thing about it is, it's like, even though it is law enforcement, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't get y'all motherfucking shit together, cause y'all get about it. It's going to be a point in time when niggas just say,
you ain't gonna come to work.
We about to go on and go play haywire because you ain't got as many cars as we got niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You ain't got as many as cars as we got anybody that feel like you doing us wrong. Nigga, you can come out
there
with...
I got one quarter scratch. Did y'all see the man drag the damn police officer? The police didn't try to stop
the white dude did it.
In the same damn state. Now, y'all can kill all
these people. The white dude
did it. Right, about the damn air freshener and warrants and all this stuff. But this man done drove off with the officer and hung in the damn car. And y'all apprehended him with no scratches. No scratches on him. Put it that way.
My name is 46. Full C in the building.
What's up, brother? Yeah. Hey, Scott, you missed the last 15 minutes and give me back. I'm driving,
man. No, I'm just going to get ready. I will just go put you. Just stay right there. I got you.
Give you about 15.
But see, the thing about it is, it's like, I don't know, like I was trying to say a couple of days ago, was like, we need police for the police, or you got to forget about that these motherfuckers are police, and we could actually defend our fucking self. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to defend my motherfucking self because if I feel like I'm in the wrong and I know I didn't do nothing in the wrong, then I'm getting ready to fight my goddamn way out of it. You got
to hold
nigga, I swear on God's green planet. If I would have seen George Floyd on that ground, I'd have went with the whole motherfucking tackle, nigga. I just ran, nigga. They probably shot me. They probably would kill me too. But I've been like, hell no. You gotta win with the fucking bomb rush, nigga. Boom! I did it all them niggas, man. I did it too many times in my life, nigga, helping people who didn't have nothing to do with shit. Right here, I was like, man, fuck that. I'm not gonna let this happen.
Is that your dog?
Was somebody pet bull going off?
Who dog? Mine over here acting crazy. Oh,
like,
hey. I know that sick dog going off.
Somebody came to the door.
That's sick dog. Hey, you don't get put in time out for your dog going off with niggas coming in your house. So
that's
good.
What that is. And gave that dog an edible.
Hey, Scratch.
Huh?
You got your True West song in here?
Huh?
Oh, you got the key to the garage.
You got the True West song in here?
All right, Steve Urkel got his own weed out called Purple Urkel. Y'all better get some.
Everybody, wackest weed in America. And you said,
I listened to it on the radio show. They talking about it on this radio show.
That's what I'm yelling.
That's what I'm yelling. That's what you want to hear me be.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
That's what I'm yelling, girl, because Sweet Pea born to hear. And then,
I haven't done a long time.
And on top of that, and then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, somebody got their pet bull going off, so you know what I'm saying? Place that's what I'm yelling. I like that. I ain't really heard that in a while either. That's what I'm yelling. True West Entertainment. Y'all give us a call, man. 323-642-5097. You know what I'm saying? Press 1 to talk. If you don't want to talk, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? If y'all online, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get it in. Check. Smack. Look. Team Scratch. Motherfucking DJ Ev Love. Motherfucking Mr. Airware. Motherfucking Sweet Pea. JoJo Loco. My boy 86. What's that? Oh, okay. That's Ali. We also, at the end of the day, we got my boy, you know what I'm saying, Spoonie C, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play That's What I'm Yelling, because I want to bang that shit my fucking self. Here we go. That's what I'm yelling at.
Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
West, that's what I'm yelling. Two-time yelling. Then when I'm yelling. Been to every state, but I'm West Coast dwelling. Life keeps a joke, everything that I'm selling. Stayed out the trap, but I went to the pen. 16 bars, writing G shit again. 2012, it's been 5 years ago. Niggas thought they wouldn't hear me no more. Since I got my big jaw tricks, said I'm done. I had to power up, cause my Uzi weighs a ton. Keep shit west as I should. I will go gangster like some of y'all wish you could. I'm just starting, I'm not finished. You need help, homie, like a team from Menace. Throw your dub up, took a throw your dub up. I had to go refill my cup, what the fuck is up? Like a cake, I'ma wet ya. Before you hit the ground, I'ma catch ya.
a body slave. If you don't believe, just watch what I say. To all y'all busters, you know what's up. I took time off just to refill my cup.
Arm in his bitch getting lit with Joe. What's wrong with these niggas? I really don't know. They don't fuck with that sign so this shit don't blow. Say I'm a arrogant cocky motherfucker. Everywhere I go, I drop a load like a trucker. And a block out like the Arizona summer. Swan took the top off the old white Hummer. Might lay it flat, stone cold stunner. Fuck with King's Crack, here, stone cold gunner. Niggas couldn't see me, that's on the real though. So I might stop a nigga ass with his steel toe. Whatever, let's get them. Knocking niggas out every time that we hit them. You fucking with two riders. Not none of them weak ass tricks. Or pussy niggas always lying no dick. Boy, this is real shit. So you better get your game tight. If you shooting shots, get your aim right. Cause my gang might come kicking some doors. Patting pockets, putting faces on floors. It don't matter if you ran or where you came from. My door's open, I got heat coming, get some. Easy come, easy go with my motto. Niggas pump their brakes when we going full throttle. Do what I thought you knew, stop sleeping. In a death pool, gon' drown in a deep end. That's fine, if they wanna come and get it, just let me know, cause I'm with it. Whatever you wanna do, pointing I'm a dump on whoever in front of you. I buy racks, so I keep a plug or two. The dope in the weed, man, I keep a drug or two. Really official, really give you an issue. Rather sock on your homie before I hit him with pistol. Rather get to the bag, I gave your lady a fist for. Told her hit the store, I bring him on like a slit for. My back don't need a battery, gangster automatically. Keep a few bitches mad at me, that should come to me naturally. One saying they after me, giving money to capture me. Fake homies, they laugh with me, in the back they be stabbing me. I kept it 100, they kept it 40. Now I keep a 40 with 100 round of homies. I ain't worried about nobody, never nigga. Money right, guns right, I'm down for whatever, nigga.
It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. time again. Pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. And I just don't want to hear that same old song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. God is good, it's the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows, once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
tired them whack dudes being your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in this motherfucker Friday, yeah, yeah. You know, hip-hop team, we can call it however we want to call it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we back up in the building, you know what I'm saying? If y'all online and y'all want to hear something, man, hear something, man. 323-642-1597. We sitting up here trying to wait for y'all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? We got DJ L Blood. We got Mr. Edward. Who's out there? Yo. On 24 TV. You know, we also got my nigga all the way, nigga from Cali, nigga that we been doing the thing for years. My nigga Spoonie C, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got it. We got JoJo Loco, nigga straight motherfucking the only nigga that got a True West tattoo. I'm about to get mine this week. We got a sweet tea up this motherfucker.
Oh, I'm about to get my second tattoo done.
And we got my boy 86 in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get mine.
Right,
man. I'm gonna get my shit blasted on my chest and my back, so I can just, you know, I just gotta have my shit big. They gonna have to put me to sleep to do that, motherfucker. But I'm gonna have a big ass two breaths on my back or on my goddamn front.
But what you can do is they got some stuff to sell online at a number for about 30 minutes at a time.
Man, I'm getting all the two best shit on my chest, nigga.
All right, nigga, what you was supposed to do is the skills and we
You got the California, you got the two best in the California. I'm just saying, nigga, I gotta get blasted, nigga. And then that's gonna give me a center, you know what I'm saying? You know, before the summertime where, nigga, when I do take my shirt off, you know what I'm saying? They gonna be like, ah, damn, too much in the building like a motherfucker.
But I put that beer belly back in there.
Yeah, nigga, you know. Nigga, if I got a beer belly, it ain't cracking.
They're going to say, damn, where you get that great income from?
They're going to like, that nigga got a great Jerry curl on his shit.
Fuck you, Mr. Edward.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all been following that, them people getting busted by the Fed for that PPP loan?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that shit.
Yeah, so I was checking out that woman in Houston, getting 1.7 million, and she went buying houses and all that stuff, and now they're talking about she's facing 30 years and got to pay all the money back.
Yeah, they're going to start cross-referencing and tearing the masses up.
Yeah. Oh, it only lasts for a little while.
Well, see, the thing about them dumbass motherfuckers is... the first thing you do is you transfer it to another account. You transfer it to another account, you know. Then it's not really detectable, you know what I mean? But the thing about it is, like, you know, all of us people and some of the people that need that shit, man, and you got all these motherfuckers fraud. I mean, it's even like the... the motherfuckers with the EDD, you know, with the unemployment shit. Nigga, they got niggas up in jail getting unemployment check. Nigga, you in jail. Why the fuck you gonna get some... Man, I'm telling you. That's all I'm saying. I mean, how the fuck you gonna have some unemployment when you in jail? Hell yeah, you unemployed. Cause your motherfucking ass doing like nigga 15 or more type of shit.
And then at the same time, how do you charge a motherfucker that's in jail already? So therefore,
huh?
I'm trying to figure out how they gonna charge a nigga that's already in jail that's doing EDD. Like, how did that work out?
Nah, because they got them girls, and everybody was sitting up here doing all that shit for them.
You know, they information. They on the phone.
And then I realized that paper trail's going to lead right back to that door. Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, all the motherfuckers that's some fucked up shit. You know, I mean, get the worst one, but at the same time, you know, you fucked up and you got caught up.
Hey, y'all know, though, if you get, like, they approve you for food stamps 3 and 6 months at a time. So if you get approved for 6 months and, you know, you go to jail, they ain't going to take them back from the female or whatever. But if she recertify and she puts your name on there, then she going to be in the jail with your ass.
That's what I'm doing. I'm like, you know, I mean, my whole thing is shit. I tried to get up in the hustle. I ain't going to lie. I want to get in the hustle. Shit, I need some fucking money. I'm glad I was declined. Oh, my shit got declined. So I'm like, all right. Man, you know, there's a whole lot of motherfuckers out there that got this shit, and they out there being Hollywood, so I'm just sitting up there going, I can't wait for your bitch ass to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I didn't get it. I mean, hell, if I was a guy, I'd have been cool. You know what I mean? I'd probably be doing the same goddamn thing. But it's a whole lot of motherfuckers. Right now, I'm just walking around.
Hold on,
it sounds like something blowing up.
I feel like it's coming through the phone, man. Come on, grab that mother they do.
There's a whole lot of motherfuckers out there. I'm hoping they get caught. I ain't going to say no names. I want them to get caught. When they ass get caught, nigga, it's just like I said, nigga, when a nigga fall off the ladder, hey, at the ground, I want to be laying right next to him, laughing at him. Damn. They're like, damn, I hope you lived it up, because, you know, a whole lot of motherfuckers is living it up like a motherfucker right now. They go on places where they know that they shouldn't be. They go on places where you wouldn't be if you didn't get that goddamn money. So,
they fall like
a motherfucker, huh?
So the first guy got the EDD, right? So they taking their money off their books.
They what?
I said, are they taking their monies off their books? All the ones that get caught up with the EDD jail?
Yeah. Nigga, if you filed for the goddamn EDD and they gave you all this money, X amount of money, they coming for your ass.
So what I'm saying is, the ones that's in jail who did it, right? I'm saying the ones that's in jail that did it, and they girls send them the money or whoever send them the money, are they taking their money off the books?
Fuck yeah.
Y'all know this happening because the old boy who made the song about it.
some dumbass motherfucker and get caught in Vegas. They get caught in Vegas.
Oh. You know what? If I knew where he was in jail at, I'd just go to jail just to slap him.
Why are you taking that candy bar, King Stretch?
I just
want to go visit somebody else.
I'll be like, nigga, hold on. Oh, yeah, well, you got to do 5 days in the county. Okay, let me see this motherfucker. You dumb son of a bitch.
What?
I can make that
Dude,
out. You
fucking serious?
Man, that nigga back to his childhood.
Yeah. I mean, like, cause you... The nigga did a whole video.
Yeah. And then was showing the card and everything in the video.
And the money.
He was showing the envelopes too.
Yeah, but then when he began to get caught in Vegas, this nigga got about 10 different cards on
Lil Nas X? Yep.
What about him?
That's the dumbass of the fucking year. Oh, yeah. You don't know what happened?
What do you know?
That nigga made some Satan shoes.
Oh, I seen that shit. He did that shit because everybody's still talking about it. I wish everybody would have ignored that shit like I did.
Niggas just spent thousands of dollars paying for his shoes. The Nike, because I told my wife, because me and my wife got Nike like a motherfucker. If Nike didn't discipline that nigga in some kind of way, I'd never wear another pair of Nike in my life.
Nike ain't got nothing to do with that.
No, I know
that for.
That's $10 shoe. It cost him to make that motherfucker.
This, I will tell you one thing. This is the first motherfucker that ever came out and said Illuminati. And so many words, Illuminati ran his fucking life.
Wow.
Now, hey, get at it. Hey, by summertime, he's going to be dead. I already said that, too.
Illuminati go kill your ass now, nigga.
Yeah, fucked up.
That nigga better stay around.
Because if that's true, that's what they want people to do.
I'm going to tell y'all some real-ass shit. Don't look online and then say Tupac breaks the code. Look that shit up.
Tupac breaks the oath.
Yeah. You see that? Tupac breaks the oath. And then you start thinking about that right there, start making you start thinking about a whole lot of things that happened in the music industry from that particular time when my nigga got killed.
But it's like, but at the same time, labels, like, you know what I mean, a lot of labels want to control, you feel me? So a lot of that shit comes from the motherfucking labels trying to control you.
But you gotta think about who the fuck he was already signed with. Who was he tied with? The thing about it is, man, people don't understand that, you know, when it comes down to all these little powers and all that stuff going along with y'all being in the record industry, if you don't go along with what the fuck they talking about, then your consequences is them.
Yeah.
Your consequences is death. So that's why a whole lot of people that's in the industry right now, like us, that we got everything that it needs to actually be a powerful force for us to make the money, but we're not going to that balcony. We're not going on that side. In order for us to, you know, make it. I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck. If I gotta do
hell
it,
no.
It's gonna be, if I gotta do it, it's gonna be off of what the fuck I do.
If Jesus had
a goddamn illuminated
Jesus
goes
to some people.
Damn, I'm not waiting. Bless you up. And Jesus said, hold up on that.
Jesus ain't going to tell anybody. Yeah, I always going to be knocking on heaven, though.
Yeah, the motherfucker.
You got a choice. You make your life right. But you make them.
I'm gonna put on a suit and car I never seen before, nigga. I'm gonna have on my, nigga. Hell yeah, I'm gonna have my Bible. I'm gonna have my goddamn crucifix. I'm rolling that way. But see, the whole thing about it is everybody is selling their soul to the devil.
He had the fucking
devil symbol on his shoe.
Yeah. Hold on.
So, would I buy that song? Fuck no. Fuck no. Anything that got something to do against God, I am not getting ready to fuck around and even accommodate or even conscious. Man, no. This nigga is like a devil.
I am not talking Jesus.
At all.
I just die right there and there because it is what it is. Is either the devil or Jesus? Nigga, I'm dying right now for Jesus.
Right on.
Wait a minute. But this is what I'm trying to say. How is this nigga just blatantly out there promoting the devil?
Right.
You gotta think about this too. Think about back in the day rock and roll music and you play that shit backwards on the turntable and
they play. They got a documentary called, y'all need to watch. It's called They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. And it's got
They talk about all the subliminal stuff like that with the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and Ozzy Osbourne and all the current artists.
People don't know about the door.
And you remember Robert Johnson that sold his song at the Crossroads? The blues singer, Robert Johnson?
Yeah, that's what the movie was about.
Yeah, they made several movies. That movie Crossroads with the Karate Kid in it and the old black man up playing the guitar in there. They've been several movies, remakes, and documentaries about it. So it's more than just legend. They say he couldn't play the guitar at all. He left and came back within no time and was playing like a pro. So,
a lot of these artists,
Lil Nas X, he probably wanted fame so bad. And they asked him, what are you willing to do? He said, shoot, he'll go above and beyond what they asking him to do, shoot, you know?
He
ain't discreet about it at all. He's really.
He threw it right out there.
Yeah, that's like you could do that.
This is Illuminati. This is fucking everything devil. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. It seems like to me I gotta pray over the goddamn radio station just because we talking about it. This is bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Me being who I am in the position that I be in, I got a couple of things that's cracking and not cracking. But this is a Jesus motherfucking platform. This ain't no motherfucking Illuminati motherfucking devil platform. Are you fucking serious? Mm-hmm. I don't see how the fuck people could actually commit themselves to the devil. and then after the fact, you don't even know what's getting ready to happen.
No, honestly, they probably think they can shuck and jive at the end, and they probably like, oh, it don't matter because what's after this, it don't even matter. I ain't going to feel no pain. I ain't going to feel nothing. So they just, they don't realize. Now you're going to be doing a real lap dance. He going to be get down there and be doing a lap dance on a tennis pole when he get down there. And forever, he going to be stuck doing a lap dance.
I don't want no more lap dances. That motherfucker going to keep doing
nope.
it for a rest of
It don't
life.
Never stop. It don't yep. stop. It's a forever ride.
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Yep. I don't feel like, I don't know if he 100% believe in all that shit, but what I do feel like he did was he played on all the people that do, and I feel like he also, in a way, like, it kind of made people that are homosexual look fucked up, like, you know, they not evil and all this old weird shit, so, like, it's like he's playing into stereotypes and all this and that, but shit just weird, and it's just
Sweet.
Stupid.
Well, it would be better if he was for real playing.
Mm-hmm. I know
he sold his soul, but I feel like he's trying to make back. I'm saying he, like, as far as a money point of view, he's trying to make back all the money that he should have made from Old Town Road when all of them people sued him. So he got to do whatever he could do to make some money real quick. That's going to get people attention.
I've got, as well as all of us, we all have Jesus tags. Jesus is telling us we have to make our way. The devil say, okay. The devil say, shit, you run with me. I'm going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it to you. But what's going to happen at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? Nah, that motherfucker, he's just sitting up there balling. He rich as a motherfucker. But the devil still didn't come and give his. You know, if you gave up your soul, then I'm coming to get your soul.
Yeah, you coming to get that.
See, the thing about this, though, that this is why the music industry is so funny to me, because, like, everybody let him do that or whatever the case may be for money, because money was involved. Nobody stopped it or put a halt to it. But now,
a few weeks later,
now he all over the news because of something going on with his mother. But the very people that probably made a little bit of money is probably pushing that same story about whatever's going on with his mom to keep him in the headlines. And next thing you know, he's going to be running around here tweaking, geeked up, looking all frail and shit like everybody else, because they driving him crazy. Because you let the money get to you. You sold your soul, like y'all said.
Him and Tekashi, they'll be dead by the summer.
Oh, that little bitch. Fuck him.
I don't like him. Sweet. Both of them motherfuckers are dead by the summer. I put that on everything I love. By the summertime, both of them motherfuckers is getting ready. If they ain't dead, they going to be in a fucked up position.
See, this is the thing right here. This is why I've been saying all the stuff that I have a problem with law enforcement, because you pull out a say you pulling out a taser and just cap a nigga for no reason, but y'all let him run around and do the shit that he do on camera with police protection. Like, you look like a fool. I feel like a damn fool being American, but at least I'm black, so they know that I didn't come here. Like, hey, I was just here. So many hundreds of years later, I'm one of the ones that survived, because the Africans traced themselves to me, shit.
Our thing is this. I mean, all of us, it's not that we did anything. All of us. We ain't did nothing. We ain't shot nobody. And made it something where people have to fuck around and try to agree or disagree with the shooting. It's not us. You know, the thing about it is, you know, people don't understand. They don't understand they fuck themselves versus understanding what somebody else do with they feel. You know what I mean? Because people really don't understand life. People understand life after something tragic happened. Now everybody want to understand life. They want to understand it after the fact. They don't want to understand life while it's going to fuck off. Then when reality hit motherfuckers, everybody go, oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. People don't understand life until reality hit. People do not understand life until reality hit. Even the fucking white folks.
Right.
They don't understand until reality hit. They don't even know how they feel about people. You know, black people, white people, Mexican people, they fuck around just like old girl. I thought I had a taser, but a taser, big old yellow-ass gun. But you own a big-ass black gun and shoot this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I seen that video. That bitch, you know what she did. She didn't even flinch.
People, I'm going to tell you. Black people are the only motherfuckers that can realize reality in front of their face.
Right.
Because we done looked at reality all our fucking lives. So white people don't understand reality. If you can't understand that, if I got a gun, if I'm right-handed, and I took my gun out of my holster, and I'm right-handed, that's my goddamn weapon, my service weapon. Now, does everything. It's the yellow gun. That's the taser.
So they trying to pull the wool over our eyes and sort our intelligence, what you're saying.
Right.
100%. 100%.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
We dumb as fuck.
But what's
new? Dude, the girl had the fucking clock pointed at cuz. Big black gun. Oh, shit. That's my gun. Let me put that back. Let me get the taser. It's a big... Come on, man.
But I don't like stupid. I don't like the fact that they have their weapons drawn on you when they stop you for a traffic violation.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
guilt.
The thing is, that's guilt. They
well,
say they must be
it.
Mad. Why would you be mad? Why? Because of what? That is telling you, yeah, that's slavery is wrong, so they got to be pissed off and have a bad disposition because of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole story is, if your taser gun feel different from your motherfucking goddamn handgun.
Let me say this. It even goes deeper than this. What about the slave auction at the school where they were selling students as slaves at a slave auction on land? What about that?
What?
In Texas.
What?
In Texas, they were holding a slave auction online at the high school. Students were holding slave auction online at the school in Texas. Holding a slave auction. They were slave auctioning students for $20 to $1. They sold one slave for $1 because his hair was nappy. Then when they got down to it, they trying to cover it up once again, saying that this was cyberbullying. It wasn't racism.
Yeah.
They call it cyberbullying.
Oh, bullshit, man.
Nah, if they was in high school, I'm sorry, but I'm
going
to say, fuck you, teacher. I'm big enough then to goddamn know better.
Yeah, I'm going. That's what I'm calling bullshit. Cause there ain't no way that I don't give a fuck a favor, motherfucking kindergartners. You ain't gonna steal my motherfucking kid for shit. So I'm calling bullshit on that.
But these are students selling students online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about that case they just opened back up after 8 years when they said the boy jumped into a wrestling mat and died?
Oh, my God. Yep.
They finally opened that back up. Now, check this out. I done wrestling. You know what I mean? So for you to roll up the mat, it takes a few of you to roll up that mat.
But if you look at that video
that he's showing, when he's walking in the hallway and them three boys, I guarantee you with my life, them is the ones that
did it.
Just their mannerism and everything told on themselves.
He got hit with a dumbbell.
His brother, Jacksonville, Florida, confessed
to somebody. So they called the people back in Georgia. That's why they opened up the investigation. The boy got mad because the black guy was dating a girl, and then he turned around and hit him with a dumbbell with his back turned, hit him in the back of the head, and knocked him out. So then they rolled him up in the mat. So his brother won.
What happened to his organs?
We don't know about all that. So it's just...
That's the same one, right?
And the dad was a police officer, so that's why they didn't push the issue, because his dad... The one that did the killing was a police officer. So that's why they were talking about. The brother went to Jacksonville, Florida.
But they turned it in. Check the twist.
Mm-hmm.
But the twist about the whole thing is the family member got a tape and sold it to the family so they could hear what the man had to say about killing his kid. Who the fuck did it?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to tell y'all like this, bro. If I get in a fucked up funk with the police, I'm fighting for mine. And if I die, y'all got to go to fight for me if I'm going. Because I am.
I'm a hot y'all.
I am.
Y'all better ride for me or I'm coming back.
When you start seeing shit, move on your goddamn. Nigga be in the kitchen and the goddamn beer bottle fall off the goddamn sink, that's me.
I'm going to be like, y'all got all this goddamn guns.
They're going to be like, God damn it, that's scratch. It's no scratch. He's fucking up.
I am not
going to let the way I think deter me for how these motherfuckers be doing shit. So if I see it happening, that's gonna be my life right there. If I see a nigga, like I said, if I swear on God, if I would see the motherfucker with that knee on that George Floyd, I just took a running start, nigga.
Man,
like
just
kill
backup. Me too. Yeah, for real. Don't make me watch that.
My retarded ass would just start shooting.
Hey,
like, fuck it.
Hey,
I'm gonna clear
right or wrong. Right or wrong. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, I just bust on the nigga and get it over with. But I think I would have just took.
I'll look at it like this. If I shoot a nigga, I'll shoot the police. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Don't play with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep blowing to your motherfucking lights, nigga, you're going to get you back right now, nigga. I ain't playing.
I would have took a running start. I would have been like, fuck. Because they couldn't throw their guns fast enough for me to hit them up. Like, get off of this cat. He'd have got up. I'd have went to jail. He'd have went to jail. He'd have still been living. Same way they did cuz out there in New York that was selling cigarettes. Same thing. You get what I'm saying? It's so many different things that, I mean, I know what I would do. It's been so many people that I've just jumped into the middle of their goddamn conflict and didn't even know what the fuck was going on. Maybe the motherfucker I jumped into the conflict was wrong. But if I see three or four niggas fucking up one motherfucker, my instinct is like, that ain't correct.
That right. Ain't at least right. Y'all got to all go one-on-one, even if you got to fight all three of y'all one at a time.
Right. Right.
So it's like, they try to jump my neighbor. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all talking about y'all some real motherfuckers. Ain't gonna fight this nigga head up. It's three of y'all against.
You
I'm
just,
like, I'm not going to allow y'all to jump him. As soon as one of y'all jump in, I'm final.
Yep.
And I said, you already know my homies don't jump in, so it's going to be a fucked up situation. I said, but at the end of the day, fight him head up. You fall, I said, we'll do even better. You fall, we'll let you get back up and y'all can keep fighting.
I don't know. That's just my nature. I cannot. I don't give a fuck. This nigga, he probably be the most fucked up as motherfucker in the world. He done fucked up. But I cannot let 6 or 7 motherfuckers be whooping on one motherfucker's ass. I can't do it. I be like, damn, this nigga fucking these motherfuckers up like that. Nigga, I got it in a bean. That's been me all my fucking life. Look at y'all, boy.
You know when it's a fucked up situation when a motherfucker comes to you and they said, first thing they said is chill getting his ass whooped. First thing I'm thinking they talking about my brother. You know what I'm saying? So we all push over there like, damn. So we get over here. But it's my other homie
fucking up another nigga and find out chill from Pomona.
Well, yeah, it'd be a whole different chill, you know what I'm saying? Check this out, man. Oh, God damn it. Yo.
But his wife got
that brain cooking right, Mr. We got Confederate Village Soldier. We got Confederate Village Soldier in the building. We also got Confederate.
Every night. I don't know if the niggas be known. I don't see right there every night, bro.
Confetti,
what was that?
Out the church. Well, long man, he suited up two of them. They was in the church, bro. They come out the building, yo.
And we also got Isaac in the building.
Hey, we want some Trump, nigga.
That's what's up, brother. That's what's up. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we driving. Yeah, I'm hot too.
Great. That's great.
I'm
hot as a
motherfucker. That's what I am. High like a Scott.
Yeah, it's great to be in the building. Just for your listeners to know about me, very little. My name is Isaac Jazz.
You are not getting ready to give your whole fucking rundown on this motherfucker today. You did that shit too many times.
Stall him out, D-Bo. Let him go on the thing, right, unless we can see you.
Okay. I'm good.
Let him go ahead.
J-S-Z-Z-I-N. You can follow me everywhere. I'll Google me. I-S-Z-Z-I-N. And that's pretty much it. I'm a professional musician. You can Google me. You follow my music. If you like it, you subscribe it. I grew up in three continents. Africa, Europe, and here.
Isaac, you say the same fucking shit every goddamn time. You say the same thing every time. You say it every time. No, this is scratch. You say the same thing every time. You just every time you get over the hold on, cuz. You say the same thing every time you get on this show. You ain't got to give your whole resume down to who you are and what you did and all the people that you fuck with. You ain't got to do that. All you got to do is jump on the show and say, hey, this is Isaac. What's happening? No, but you get on this on my show and always jump in that motherfucker and say your whole resume. We ain't got time to hear your fucking resume.
And you, they don't know.
I got you. I got you, brother. You just made my day.
Oh, my God.
We ain't got enough time on this show because in a matter of motherfucking fact, we only got about 15 minutes. We ain't got time to hear your whole resume. Say what you gotta say and let's move on and keep it moving. You ain't gotta figure it. So we'll sit up here for 15 fucking minutes. We'll sit up here for 15 fucking minutes and let you say your whole resume. And they'll be like, okay, time for us to get off. Because you done wasted 15 minutes of our fucking time talking about your whole resume.
That's right.
See or no.
You're hilarious, Jesus Christ. You're hilarious. But anyway,
I'm being 100 because we got a radio show that we doing. We ain't got enough time to sit up here and listen to your whole goddamn breakdown about who the fuck you are, because I know it took us fucking 15 minutes last time.
Yeah.
And 15 minutes before that.
Yeah. What you got to say? You got something else to say? Let's talk about something that what you wanna do. Nobody gotta know who the fuck you are. You already said who you is. So let's go from there.
Thank you for playing my music, sir. Thank you very, very much, sir.
I'm just saying, bro. We ain't got no time to be wasting, you know, letting people tell them who they are when you say the same thing every fucking time. Just say who you are and then say what you're trying to do and what we could do to try to make something happen. Bang.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a break and play some music and come back after this.
Oh, yeah, let me do that. I got to play a goddamn song. Let me play one of my... I got to play something crazy. What the fuck am I getting ready to play? Hold on, I know what the hell I'm going to play. I'm going to play Mr. Scrabble.
Can I get a song in there somewhere?
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah, we got it.
God bless America.
Let me play Mr.
And I'm
going
to run this little
thing. Can we dispatch units to the location Scratch touched Larissa to? I coordinated it before we left. They're on their way.
SWAT will meet us on site at Scratch's house.
I know we all want this son of a bitch's head on a platter, but SWAT has to clear every single room before we step foot inside.
Serial killer, masked man in the shadow, dressed ready for battle, snakes without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you get some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch that's defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline. Erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see and he'll remember me. Throwing up a dub and a seed, me never, however. If you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair make you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the two and guess these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at him today, you won't see his bitch ass again.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I mean it. I don't mean an ideal. I mean it, every day. Everybody back off. You know, everybody like is taught that from school. Instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's that. Bad white, bad white. I mean, all right, let's stop that.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Man, why not see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival? Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over? Can you tell me
or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need a drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I may get in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L, erasing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like, damn.
Out of sight, nigga. Put in on my life, nigga. Put in on strikes, nigga. Go ahead and fuck your life, nigga. Who on it with me, nigga? Bring it up, nigga. Come and get some. Eat them up, chewing them up, spit them out like gum. Here I come, nigga. I'm back at it, shooting like a crack addict. Niggas wanna go ahead, shoot back at it or back at it. Niggas wanna follow, I got smoke with smoke. Drop that location, I'm pulling up on you niggas low. Back at it like a real G, popping off, you can feel me. Nigga fucked off and kill niggas like I was doing a movie. This gon' be the next kid, that next nigga get hit. Talking all that bullshit, you don't want that shit. Nigga, I'm really with that action, pull it up and get it cracking. Got the niggas running, niggas chasing niggas like what happened. Come nigga, bloodhound, bullet rounds for the enemy clowns. Coming through, nigga, I tear up your town. Nigga, look now, streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Talk shit, nigga, what you wanna do? Chop him up, nigga, let the chopper go off, nigga, fuck you. Talk shit, pull up a nigga with the mop stick. We really with that shit, and you want that shit. Talk that shit, you a bitch, you a hoe. Nigga, don't have me start telling stories about your loc. I'm really about that action, pull it up and get it crackin'. Jumped out, what happened? Hit it hard like a car crash. Burn his ass, nigga, like a bad rash. Nigga, I'm on your ass, nigga, toe tag, body bag. Nigga, I'm back, woke up the dead, poppin' niggas in their head. Niggas knock them off their legs, motherfucker, what I said. I'm back with this crackin', it happening with the shit. Nigga, wanna come and get it, nigga, I'm really with that shit. Ask about me, damn from LA, cause I rock. Nigga, fuck another homicide, another nigga die. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me.
Nigga, y'all wanna get me? Come get me, nigga. I'm always out in the streets riding around. You know me, nigga, cocking that heat. Ready to go hit it, but another nigga under the sheet. Play with my life, nigga. I got no stripes I done in the street. Ask about me. I'm with any hood where I go. Ride, nigga, knock a nigga down hard like rock and roll. Hit your soul so cold. Nigga, I'ma hit you though. Snow you up, here we go. Spit him out like a snow globe. Spit him up game. Been around and do things. My mind sick, nigga, sick and sane. Doing my thing, I'm back at it. Y'all nigga had it. Them bullets tearing through your body like a jackrabbit. Nigga, who want that static? We with it with the automatic. True West in this bitch. Y'all niggas had it. Nigga, stop talking. We about to walk it. Lay him out white chalky. Nigga, I'm with that shit. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me.
Yeah.
last and easy to fix. I get a fix. I get a fix built to last and easy to fix. I get a fix built to last and easy to fix. I get a fix built to last and easy to fix. I get a fix. I get a blast from the past, looking at the future, running with a camp that'll boot ya, uproot ya, pull your plug back, lying on the stretcher. You only live once, that's the one thing I bet ya. Don't let me catch you slipping, because I'm sliding up to your bumper. Pick you up, then I dump ya. Niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise. With all my boys, cause it's a loud noise. You need to keep your poise, and never let me see you sweat, because a nigga takes off like a jet. I don't like drama, but every time it comes my way, I take it back to the place where you stay. West for ya, this ain't nothing to dance to. Spazzing out when I get a chance to. Pose hard when you take your flick, full of cotton out your soft ass. It's getting my fix built to last and easy to.
Ha ha, the West Radio, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all gotta hang up right now if y'all don't want to. You know, we got 2.5 minutes left, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all wanna, you know, hang around, and then we could talk some shit, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know what I mean?
Like
some
always.
Of y'all probably don't want, some of y'all probably don't want to hang around, because I'm going to be talking too much shit. What the fuck was that? I'm going to change. You know, we got 1:55 left. I'm going to tell you like this. If y'all want to call in, y'all better call in right now. 323-642-5097. Y'all call in now. Y'all can get into the after hours. Because if y'all don't call in now, y'all not going to be able to get into the after hours. Anybody that's on here right now, y'all can hang up if y'all want to. But if y'all hang up, you know what I'm saying? That's on y'all. So I'm just letting y'all know, man. Don't hang up. We get the after hours on. And if there's anything that y'all want to speak about or talk about, you know, I'm right here. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to be 100 with all of y'all. So don't even trip, Crip. You know what I mean? So. We only got about a minute left. So don't hang up. We could actually go after hours, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do some, with my granddaughter, you know what I'm saying? She got some business, a lot of bitches going on. I'm trying to, you know, I'm handling that at the same time. But don't hang up. Everybody on here, don't hang up. Stay right there. Because if it's anything that we got to talk about, we can talk about it right now. You know, not just that.
Right,
you know, I'm probably gonna call Dion and see if we can get up on his radio station, you know, tonight. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned. And let me play a couple of songs. I'm playing songs. Y'all don't hang up.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me. I represent West Coast, South Central, LAC. In this industry, we're from some order started walking. Take this paper for some order, started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted. Prince on the record or a microphone fisted. Enlisted in this game with my additions to win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us. Putting us down cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town coming up off that bullshit. Every season 1, 2, 3 is making hits. Quit, I can't deny it. Sesame Street kids to buy it. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Been around ever since the West started
poppin'. Tactics, gangsta music, and the East was hip hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the tone. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new artists getting deals over here. Went from first place to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want to sound like somebody else. Sound like them other artists instead of being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on the West out my mouth.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
Five times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast, trying to rep the West. Sent to prison but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, skills unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that shit. Kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Why would you step to this shit on the ground? It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your pizza. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two. I thought you knew.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
Westside for life.
Hold on 1 second, baby. Hold on.
Yo. Y'all there?
Mm-hmm. Here.
My bad.
I'm here.
Yeah, I see everybody.
Yo.
My bad. I'm up here talking to my granddaughter. That's giving me, I got to pay $134 worth of stuff, but she got a business plan, you know what I'm saying?
How do I mute it?
How you mute what?
You say she got a business plan?
Yeah, my granddaughter got a business plan. But you're trying to get Grandpa to spend $134. I'm about to do it for her. I don't care. That's my baby.
What kind of business she got going on?
I'm about to hit my baby up. Yeah, no, she got some lip gloss and some other things going on. But, I mean, is it something? Now I'm talking to her. Is this something that we could, you kind of like, not use? Paris.
That's cool. I think everybody should help their kids start something.
So we need all of that stuff that you just sent me.
About time you roll one up, man.
So, send me your address and I'll buy it right now.
Oh, I miss them days. Boy, R.I.P. Pawpaw. All
right, just send me your address and I'll send it to you.
That's right, girl.
All right, brother. I'll call you back in a minute. Let me finish talking on the radio station. All right, brother. All right, brother.
Well, he ain't got to figure it out.
Good Lord. What?
Y'all don't want to sleep?
Being a grandpa is a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
I know, man. Shout out to the Pawpaws.
I ain't heard of Jimmy yet. No, I'm still waiting to play the Eden Chucky.
Thank you, Lord,
about that. Talk to the Pawpaws kid. Oh, $134 worth of shit.
That's right. I miss them days. Papa was on buy it too.
I told her. You should have went up with. If she fuck around, now I'm a business partner. So if you don't pay me my money, I'm gonna come down there and I'm gonna choke your ass up.
Catch your body's throat.
I'm just saying.
Get your my throat.
my granddaughter, she gangster as fuck, but she like 14.
She's your knees. She was throwing your knees and your ankles.
Oh my God.
Gotta bring it down low.
I'm probably going to have to rob a couple of people. I don't even think I got $130.
It's mad scheme season. They robbing people this year.
I think I'm going to have to go rob somebody to get my granddaughter her sheep.
Hey, you know she go two ways, though. You know she go two ways. You know when you steal something from somebody, somebody go steal something from you. And somebody gonna take something from you.
Dude, my granddaughter is gangster as fuck, bro. Like I said, she's 14. She like straight gangster, straight hustler.
Her granddaughter is King Scratch, original member of NWA.
She is so fucking gangster, and she, you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, when she was 12, she was doing weed. She was doing braids and shit at 12 years old. Now she's 14. Now she just...
You know what?
She
don't
have a brain, bitch?
Fuck yeah. She live in Fort Worth.
Let me tell you something. Y'all need to start her. Get her a manufacturer and buy her some hot hair. She can be rich.
She live in Fort Worth. She out there doing braids and all that shit. That's why I wouldn't mind giving her the money. Man, my granddaughter is tight, bro. Hey, we're about to call this motherfucker in a minute. I'm trying to walk through the dark so I can turn on my light because I can't see shit.
You have another chicken?
Ooh, woo.
Call somebody from the dead. Who you going to call?
We're about to call him.
You sure the lights ain't already on?
Nigga, I couldn't walk across my driveway, nigga. That shit was dark, nigga.
Nigga, I'm trying not to trip.
All right.
JoJo, you made it yet?
JoJo, full of shit. Fuck JoJo.
JoJo, back at it, nigga. Django.
You know that.
I'm up here. Where I'm at my mother's.
Hey, I'll fix you on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm finna get ready to shut it down, man.
Yeah, I know you probably on some sleepy time. I'm trying to link up with the radio station.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we're about to hook up with Dion at the jump computer. That's what I'm getting ready to do.
Hold on here, computer.
Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you. Let me see who's on this motherfucker. DJ Head Love is on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in this bitch, man.
You're in the booth.
I'm in this
bitch, Head Love.
You know we got
She's like Nemo swimming.
Yeah, we better stop swimming, nigga. Get out the water, nigga. Get out the water.
We see them guys in the deep water.
You know what I'm saying? Get back on the beach, nigga. Man, we got to
need some milk.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all know it's because it's woke here. Y'all know how we get to see all that water here.
I don't know. I ain't never been in the water, so I don't know how it go. You know, we got Edward. We got Sweet Pea. We got JoJo, and then we got Six up in here, but Six seems like he's going out like a little bit, like.
Yeah.
Then we got confetti. But he ain't said a motherfucking thing.
Right. I see somebody just ain't said a whole lot.
Hey, Confetti. Confetti. Wait a minute. I got a bone to pick with Confetti.
Oh, what is it?
Confetti. I'm gonna ask you a question. Man. Why you don't call me no more?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just in case
you change your number, and I can't see your number. You ain't called me again. You know why the hell I ain't called you? Change the damn number. You ain't called me back. If I ain't plugged it in.
You changed my number, Confetti.
Who told you changed your number?
The nigga can't see, cuz. Ain't you? Did you miss that?
Big in the phone?
I tried to dial your number. You told me to change the number.
No, so
why
I
you think
I'm
calling?
I could have sworn about a week and a half ago. So you got to. Nigga, I don't know what the number is.
Siri, call him love.
He ain't gonna give out his number unless it's a female. Then he be got down with shit.
Nah, it's me, Steve.
Here
goes scratch talking about some whipped cream. Here we go. I ain't doing $8. I plead the field.
He's going to give his number to the wrong one. It's going to be a cross-dresser. He's going to pop up and
get
it. That nigga be like, no men. So if your name is John, Hey, your name is John or Mark or something like that. Nah, you ain't gonna get it.
Scratch, that's hell answer my phone no way.
Huh?
The pillow don't answer my phone. Hell, I was in the hospital for 2 months.
My baby be like,
ain't nobody come visit me. I'm in the hospital.
Huh?
I see you.
I'm about to drive over there right now. I'm about to drive over there right now. Gonna holler at you.
No, Lord.
If Lord had one foot in the grave and the other foot was standing on the sand.
That ain't gonna care. There'll be goddamn pizza equipment down on the way is over there.
Bang. So Fanny said he about to drive in here, love house.
I'm gonna drive over there.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Confetti,
hey,
look,
turn your camera on while you're doing
it,
nigga.
Turn your camera on while you're doing it.
Hey,
one thing about Confetti.
Confetti
ain't got a seat.
It'd be my last ride.
Confetti been in my house so much, she come to my house. Doctor.
It's going to be my last ride. I'm going to be twisted backwards.
Don't say
that. Come
to my house, doctor.
I think you're going to be my last ride.
Confetti last ride.
Come on, God.
God,
God, God. You
know how they say social media? Just
drive by and blow the horn.
Shit, I ain't
going to see what it's about.
Say bye.
I'm gonna slide right into the corner apartment. Right into the corner.
Make sure you hit the high beams on the windows when you pull it in.
This motherfucker gonna be like, that motherfucker gonna be like, damn, this nigga here.
Oh my God, y'all so fucking retarded.
Hold on, you think motherfucker gonna be like that nigga here?
Damn, my phone is ringing. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, girl, I'm about to call the radio thing. Yo.
I'm calling.
As soon as I heard him say Ivan, I started cracking up laughing. I couldn't help it. This shit was funny to me. And he do the same shit, like that shit is like, it's like a normal thing to him. When he meet a motherfucker, he give him the whole rundown.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, the part of me where he been trying to over-talk him.
He just gets going like a child.
He chastised him the whole time.
Like, we ain't trying to hear that shit, nigga. That's 15 minutes of our time.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Scratch, you need to tell him
at the radio show.
It's
in the pre-recorded. Come on, man. Don't. No, don't do that, man. Don't do that. I'm sorry.
He done put on the Aretha Franklin. He up there spelling out his last name. Like.
I wasn't trying to be rude, cuz it's just, come on, man. Every time
you
get up on these motherfuckers,
you know what I'm saying? Cause you said, I was about to say something, then you said it, cause I was like, man, why the fuck is time you come on here and you do all that? Please. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have did it way you did it. That nigga was like, he stole a cookie out the cookie jar and he didn't post to.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, nigga.
We ain't getting ready to go through all that fucking shit. Oh, yeah, man, I'm such a sucker. Whoop. Nah, we ain't trying to do that. We're not on that tonight. I'm just saying.
Oh, who's sleeping, man? Who's sleeping?
Man.
Yeah, I thought
he
was
sleeping. Yeah, hell up.
No, have love.
Have love, toes off.
Yeah. Have love is good.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Buddha
out
here.
That body sick.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga sick. That nigga was...
Somebody said Harry Love was going on and then went and then passed that.
Nah, he want me to call him back. Harry Love want me to call back. That's sick. That nigga sick. That nigga probably like outro.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, well, I'll tell you.
Harry Love needs some milk and two pieces of bread.
No,
this
ain't
on the police. He ain't going to sleep at all. No time soon.
Yeah, I need to get my...
That's Buddha. Hold on, let me see. That might be Buddha.
I told you, that's probably Buddha.
Okay, let me call it out. Yep, that's Buddha. That nigga sound like nigga bear in the backyard.
I
got
the helicopter,
goddamn. Hey, motherfucker, hey, look, check this out. Confetti, you better not laugh, nigga. That been you like a whole lot of time, my nigga.
Oh, sound like that. That nigga sound like a
helicopter, nigga. That nigga would sound like a helicopter, nigga, goddamn, they got a helicopter in the living room type of shit.
They good sleep.
My.
Damn, that ain't even Hold on, I don't even think that's that's Buddha. Somebody else is.
Hey, man, that ain't me. I just got out of work, man. What y'all talking about?
Oh, he popped about his
86.
Yeah, that ain't me, man. I just got out of work.
I don't think 86 old. Somebody is.
Oh, he left? Oh,
yeah. That's it.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear
you. Okay, I ain't me. I'm wide awake.
So who the fuck's doing this?
That bitch everywhere. Bitch everywhere asleep.
It might be Ivy.
No, whoever was snoring is up. Wait, whoever was snoring is up now.
Well, you gotta wake him up. That's your tag team partner, Buddha. He raised his hand two times.
He been scratched all the way back to L.A. Did y'all hear it? When he tried to keep talking over scratch? I put him on speakerphone. Chris was laughing. Hold up. I said, hold up, cuz.
Oh my God!
Really? Oh,
Yeah, Booty is tour DJ. You supposed to step in and say something, Booty.
Who?
You the tour DJ, right? You the tour DJ for Isaac.
I'm sorry. Isaac been on here?
Yeah, he been on. Yeah, he said you ain't the tour DJ.
Oh, okay, man. I heard y'all, but I had it on mute. I had it on mute when I was working.
All I can say is go back and listen to the show towards the last 30 minutes of the show. You would understand what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, he good people though. He be on kidney dialysis machine, man, and he be taking that medication. Sometimes I think he'd be, because he used to work at a radio a long time ago. I think that's his cameo appearance, his intro. I'm Isaac. This is Isaac Jasmine Uganda. And I've been signing with Sony, and I'm signing with...
You about to get fired from Trump, Trump deal.
No Trump chan. No Trump chan. No Trump chan. No Trump chan.
Taking your wallet and all that.
We have no Trump chan.
We'll take your hook.
Yesterday,
is it
Wednesday?
Yeah, he said
somebody's snowing. That got to be heavy love, man. Somebody's snowing for real.
That's what I'm asking.
Now, Have Love got kicked off the show. He hung up.
Well, that's Isaac.
Hey, he fell asleep. Hey, he got scolded like a child and fell asleep and took a nap.
Isaac!
Isaac!
King Spat did him like Debo did Red on Friday.
He got a verbal whooping.
Get it right over here.
That nigga got a verbal whooping. He was like, okay, Mr. Stack, okay. No, come on. You don't understand. Nobody want to hear that shit. Every time you come over here, you do that same shit. Check this shit out, huh?
He probably got a kick out of his damn self.
He did like Uncle Elroy did on a Friday. He said, that's enough, nephew.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny. Lord Jesus. I was like, well, you know what? We got to do a place of music intermission something. Because it would have been, we'd have heard it, we would have got it for the last 15 minutes.
He's still promoting the 2 West.
Yeah, he worked the comedy. All you got to do is say, hey, this is Isaac Jasmine checking in. Shout out 2 West Radio. How's everybody going? He go into Wikipedia talking about every continent in Africa, the animals and the giraffes and how much the precipitation is during the summertime in Nigeria and all that stuff, man. Come on, man.
And all you got to do is just join the conversation.
I said with the baboon.
He
went to be with Ali. That's why.
I didn't know he had got on here, man. I would have said talk to him for a minute, see what he had going, see what he got to talk about this year. I ain't heard from him in almost a month.
Call and see how his feelings is.
We might not hear from a whole nother month now.
Wow. You just got blocked.
You still mad at me. You still mad at me.
You just got blocked.
You was blocked.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Mr. Scrap, did you put me in TIMEOUT? Time out.
See, I knew this was going to happen. because it's just like the direction of it be wrong. The intent is right, but the way it's carried out is wrong, too, because Fetch actually offered him a show of his own, but they never called to discuss doing the show of their own.
Fetch, you hear now?
They could have had... Yeah, like could have had two whole hours instead of coming in with the speakerphone thing like that.
Up like a dumbass. I called Dion and hung myself up.
Aw, man.
But damn, I'm trying to see now how I got to call Dion. I got to add the call. Like, add a call, because I don't know y'all supposed to be doing that. So add the call and call his number.
Yeah, add the call and call his number.
And then I ain't got to push no buttons after that, right? Just call and add his number, and then call his number. Then he'll be on with us?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, I'm going to try.
Yeah, Buddha, you know good. Buddha, you good at that. Buddha be there and had like six people on the phone.
Huh?
I said, Buddha, you good at that ass off. You have like six people on the phone.
That's it. Yeah, I got the conference line. I got a conference line on my AT&T conference line.
Oh, see, I ain't know all that. I got AT&T phone. I ain't know all about the conference line. I get two people on the phone. That's it.
Isaac, the one showed them how to do it with the pumpkin. They was like, we're going to call five people. And we're going to let them talk to you about the pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Shopping probably don't run out of business right now. I think they done got caught on to. I think everybody done learned now.
Press 5.
I don't think Isaac gonna call no more.
Oh, he probably ain't. He gonna call,
you know,
man.
He on his first... He going back to Alabama right now.
We'll play one of his songs one day. We just throw his song in there and play his song.
Well,
and let him get
been playing. Him and Evan Love been playing the music for about a year now.
Yeah, we'll play it again and again, you know. But anything got to do with Trapshin, don't nobody want to hear about that. That's facts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want them.
Can you get
them
scratched?
Huh?
Text me his number.
I called it. Huh?
Okay.
I called his damn cell phone. I'm gonna call the radio station. That's what we're
doing. That's what he's probably gonna do.
I'm gonna call the radio station because I did call the cell phone number.
Yeah,
this should be fun. I love talking to that motherfucker. They got straight hung up. I was like, what the fuck? I hung up on my goddamn shit.
Uh-uh.
I sure wouldn't have fucked this, sweetie. I sure did. I hung up on myself.
So what you hung up?
I had to call Mr. Everywhere so I could get back on. But I could still run the show.
Oh.
I could still move shit around.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, we still on.
Let's see, what's that?
Who is this? Y'all seen something about happened to a little boy from Chicago?
Yeah,
I just seen somewhere they say he ain't had nothing in his hands.
You seen the body cam? You seen it?
Yeah,
he wasn't in his hands. Oh, they say when they caught up with him, he didn't have nothing. Man, shit crazy.
It's so many things going on just all in these days. While it's,
I don't know how to do this shit. Y'all there? All y'all there?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, that's D.I. show. D.I. from the Breakout Show.
You got to be cussing, though.
No, I know we ain't going to cuss.
I'm about to put you on right now. You was like, shit.
Oh, no, I already know, because I knew you was getting ready to just, you know, hit the thing, you know.
Yeah, it is good to hear your voice. Hold on 1 second, Scratch. Hold on 1 second.
All right, brother. Y'all there?
Yeah, we here.
We can't cuss.
Stop cussing. It's funny. Every time you say we can't cuss, it just got all the way silent on here.
Yeah, we can't cuss. He'll get fired if we cuss.
The soul of the high D. Your boy Dion's in the building. New artist, new music. You already know you hear it first. 7 to 10 p.m. About Blue right there with Morning. Shout out to True West Radio out there. My man King Scratch and his whole team out there, man. Tuning in, vibing out with your boy on this great Friday night. You know how we do. We're going to keep it going, though, with Spinal Man with some beatbox. Let's go, HD. I may have to hit y'all with some Young and May next. What's up, Eli? I see you as well, my boy.
Okay, sorry, King, man.
Nah, you good, man. I know how you do it.
Yeah, sorry.
Look, hey, wait. Y'all see how hype he is on the radio show? There you go. All right, King, I'm good.
Yeah, my bad. Man, how's everybody, man? Y'all true. Hey. What's going on with those shots out? Is somebody living in Florida that's on the line? Anybody live in Florida?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, because I'm hearing out there right now that there's a shortage of McDonald's out there, workers, that there's a McDonald's paying people $50 to even show up for interviews. I just wanted to confirm to see if that was true or not. I'm going to have to call you, Belize, and see if that is true. I just thought if anybody was on, I'm like, let me know. What's going on, man? It's a short. It's just a good day to
do. Hey, our show is over with. We just got
the
half hours.
Hours.
Yeah. So nobody on our show, nobody else can hear us, but just everybody on the half hours.
Everybody can hear us, man. If anybody who's tuned on the server.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, our show is over. So, you know, everybody that stayed on the half hours is on here.
Got you. Well, who's on, man?
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Everywhere. We got Sweepy is on.
Sweepy.
Hey.
Hey, I got to shout out my homegirl, Sweepy. So cool.
Sweepy. Yeah, Mr. Everywhere. You know. That's all us on there. It's only three of us.
Got to feel good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Sorry.
Hey, let's talk your shit tonight, man. Have a fun.
Hey, where we go? I know you ain't covered through tonight.
Yeah, man. Actually, it is a good night, man. I can't even lie to you, man. Got the family off. Everything is a little bit good this week. Took care of some business. I wish, I do really need to talk to you, though. You know, we're opening up slowly, so, you know, Kushstock. Some great events is coming up to the HD, man. So, you know, would like you to come down. HD, where you're at is coming too as well. And then I'm going to be throwing an event probably like October.
So we're going to smoke tonight.
I'm going to actually throw an event like November, December. So I'm trying to see if I can get you to come down, man. A couple of things.
We go smoke tonight. So you coming to me after you get off the
phone. And I talked to your son, too. So I see him out there working with me. Tell Ill the Gray looking all fresh and shit.
he in Atlanta right now.
Nigga looking fresh. That's what I told him. He looking extra fresh.
Oh, yeah.
He looking like, look. Oh, yeah. Don't turn down on me, man. It's all good.
That's my son. So, you know, little suck-ass nigga. He all out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm all out here. So, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey, King, let me hit you right back because I got, like, two other lines. But let me call you, and I'll see you tonight, though. I really will. I'm going to pull up.
All right. I'll be here.
All right, man. Love you, sir. All right. Bye.
I love you, too, bro. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. California.
Yeah. That's my nigga right there, boy. The thing about it is he the one that it gets to, you know, because everybody that listen to Deion, you know, that's on the way from LA to Vegas, you know what I mean? So them motherfuckers, they be getting everybody else to pick up all of the damn songs that he plays.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long
up, like,
he's been
doing
LA. That show.
Huh?
How long he been doing that show? It's a long time he's been doing that, huh?
Fucking for years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even say how many years Deion been doing. That's the syndicated show.
I know it, but you always talk about him, and we met him like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. 3 years ago, he's been doing this shit forever. And he just, you see how he just be all, yeah, woo, 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 woo. And then he get with us, be like, hey, how y'all doing? We're like, hey,
you know what? That's funny that you bring that up, because that's something that I noticed about myself, because doing the YouTube videos, every now and then you have to do a voiceover voice. So, and I have like three voices. All right, it's the this is the I'm high and I'm relaxed as hell voice. I got the voice that's like I'm from Texas voice, but I speak kind of clear. And then I have another voice where it sounds like this bitch might be a little bit bougie. I can't tell if she bougie or she country. But that one, I was like, this bitch sound bougie. I'm like, who is this? I was like, I don't know myself like this. Listening to the voiceover, because you know you got to keep listening to it like when you're doing a movie. I was like, I don't like this. I'm going to re-record that. I was like, I sound white.
That's Deion. He do the same thing. He go 90 going north, and then he go all the way back to, what are you talking to us? You know what I mean? But he's like, he always get me hooked up with some shit. So if he going to come over here tonight, if he don't come over here tonight, I'm going to cut his ass out tomorrow.
That's my dude right there.
The thing about it is, because see, when we move over to like XM and or something like that, he getting ready. He said he gonna quit the station. He getting ready to rock with True West. He said I quit.
As soon as we get to XM.
We get the XM or Sirius, he said, I quit. He said, I'm rolling with True West. I'm on True West Radio. That's going to be my main DJ right there.
That's good.
He said, he's like, man, I say, so yeah, we get to act him more serious. You with us, right? You're like, nigga, I quit. We can right get there.
Hey, Scratch, this is crazy. Somebody says, does anybody remember a rapper called Skeelo with a song called Baller? They just posted on this 1980s, 90s, early 2000s.
My little brothers.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Who did that?
Somebody in this group, in this little group that I'm in, this acts. He ever made it to 6ix9ine. Yeah, that's what it says, 6ix9ine. Somebody was saying.
That's my little brother, man.
Yeah.
Don't let me call that little nigga.
You know what? I was telling somebody, I think that's why I had got turned off, like, from doing radio a little bit. I was like, come on, man. I was like, first of all, King Scratch is my damn friend. I was like, I didn't interview DJ Battle Cat. I didn't meet King Scratch's little brother, Skeelo. I'm like, who the hell else do I need to talk to? I was like, I done met a lot of great people. I was like, everybody else is making noise at this point. The little youngsters want you to run behind them, and the greats can give me great conversation. So I was like, that's why I wasn't even really worried about it for a while. The VVA
hey, well, all these motherfuckers, even my little brother, man. I mean, we cool, and we still do a lot of shit, but, you know, it's almost like, it's almost like my son, too. It's like, they all want to be having their own little thing, you know, versus having me involved. Because they feel like that, you know, with me being an NWA, it's like, damn, I gotta make sure I do my brother, or I'll do my father, you know what I mean? I'm going, nigga, we all in the same fucking thing. What the fuck are y'all doing? You know what I mean?
So, you know. Everybody's music is different. It's different with y'all music, guys. Everybody.
Yeah, because he ain't doing no gangster shit. My son ain't doing no gangster shit. So them motherfuckers be on their own little thing. And then he always tell me about what we could do to do stand up. But on the other side, my son don't give me something like, man, I'm trying to make my own path. And not even like he told Juicy J. He told Juicy J, like, yeah, man, but he told Juicy J, my dad don't like you.
He said,
like, who was your dad? He told Juicy J that I didn't like him. I didn't like Juicy J. So I was like, Juicy J is whack as fuck. But he met Juicy J, and then he's like, my dad don't like you. He's like, who's your dad? He was like, oh, he's King Scratch from NWA. And that nigga bowed to my son. Well, he might not like me, but, boy, he's a fucking legend. And so he called and told me that. So my son is this. He's trying to do every fucking thing he could do without my name being on. I don't know why, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? He just don't want to see his fresh name on it. And my niggas,
he want to make
my niggas
name
tell him,
sense.
Nigga, you better use your daddy's name, nigga.
Mm-hmm. You say one thing about it.
Always.
Open whatever doors you can get open and build your own doors, but you're going to need them doors.
Man, that nigga, my son will not use my name for nothing. Sometimes, if he fuck around and depend on who he meets, you know, my dad is Scratch. And he's like, oh, fuck, for real? I think it's more or less that he's trying to run his own little thing without my name on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna say that. He ain't gonna say that shit. He ain't gonna say, oh, well, you know, my dad's in NWA and they're Tupac and he ain't trying to do that. You know what I'm going?
Well, this is the thing about it.
Nigga.
He a man. He a man. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
My father was a jazz musician. Do you know I threw his name out there every fucking time?
I'm about to say, hey, he got you where you needed to be. Got you where you needed to be.
Daddy's name out there.
Man,
but I
can
relate to him though, cause I'm like that. I don't be telling people stuff like it's a lot of shit that I know. People won't understand how I know it, but I don't have time to tell people. Oh well, my mother is a nurse, and this place, my grandmother was an accountant. So I don't know a lot about taxes, but I know how to do my own because they're real simple and blah, blah, blah. Like, people wouldn't just figure it out, but you want to be your own person. So I can relate to
that.
I'm
following the door. I'm picking the key in the door. I'm
like a motherfucker. My mother played piano like a motherfucker. My father played jazz like a motherfucker. So I'm like, why wouldn't I throw my goddamn parents out there?
Right.
And let them know who the fuck my people is. You know what I mean?
I'm sticking the key in the door. Me, I'm going in.
The only thing I can say is he wants his own as a man. But if it was,
you know, right now, my son would probably be in a better position than me if he was just let everybody know who I was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's supposed to do.
That's what it is. That's what I did,
but who wanna be compared? Your daddy wasn't a rapper though. And your daddy wasn't
My daddy played jazz. How about that?
But he got
a rapper. Your son is a rapper. It would be different if he was a singer or a R&B singer or something, but because he's a rapper, he don't wanna be compared to you and seen in that way. Like, you got to understand it that way.
Him being even from the West, that nigga wouldn't even do no West Coast music. You know what I'm saying?
Me being a rapper, if my dad was Scratch, I'm going every door I can get in. Thank you.
You heard me?
It just wouldn't work that way for him because he's not into the same type of music. And respectfully, like, I know what I like and what I like to hear.
I wasn't doing jazz like my daddy. I knew how to make jazz, but nigga, anybody that came along and asked me about anything, I tell them who my daddy is.
But it's the thing about it.
If I'm not doing this same genre of music or not,
I'm going
but
in this
the thing.
Man.
Like again, with these youngsters, and he's not a youngster; he's my age. But at the same time, with the younger generations, there is no West Coast music, East Coast music, blah 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 music. It all sounds the same, and they talk over it. But if you listen to the youngsters' music, it all sounds the same. Like, I'd be surprised. I'd be like, what? That nigga from California? Really? What? This place is from New York? Really? Like, that beat sound like it's from the South, and your beat sound like it's from the West Coast, and somebody rapping off a beat with a horn in it sound like it come from New York, but you from Canada? It's like, okay, whatever. Because that's how they do shit now. They don't really have clear regional music or they don't even have genres. Like, they call Lil Uzi Vert a rapper. Lil Uzi Vert ain't no fucking rapper. Them niggas ain't, that's not rapping.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
What I'm saying. Whoa. They got it all bent. They got to get back to the basics first because they got everything all bent. So that's what that's all about, because you classifying people as rappers and putting them on rap charts when they don't even make rap music.
Yeah, man.
Probably my goddamn granddaughter.
Papa, you ain't giving me more money.
Yeah, you know she waiting on it.
Oh, man, she's trying. Got some lip gloss.
Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. I had like a surgery on my foot yesterday a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why I was like kind of out of it. But I had sent Scotty D a message looking for you, and JoJo was calling all around. And he just told me like at 2 o'clock that he was just going to start driving up there. That's why I asked him, had he made it yet? Because he was talking about he was in traffic still the whole time or whatever that the show was going on. But and I had that, I don't know, like my foot got infected or whatever. So I had to go to the doctor. So that shit is killing me. But I feel better now, though.
Oh, my God. Damn. I wasn't trying to send this little girl no money tonight. God damn it.
Yeah, you got to do that for my daughter. You might as well be ready.
Oh, my damn granddaughter, man. She,
cheer camp and all this stuff to be paid for.
Yeah, gee. My granddaughter, she like a motherfucker. She like... She's just trying to, she's trying to make some money. She got her own little, her name is Paris. So she got Paris TV. She be showing, little girls how to do their damn weeds and all that.
Hey, that's your son's daughter?
Huh?
That's your son's daughter?
Yep. He's 14.
And he in Atlanta. Tell him to find his daughter. A hair vendor. Tell her she can find her hair vendor so that she can still have. And she could also do a thing like a lot of girls that do hair. If they do your hair, they'll give you the hair included in it. All of that will help her. I'm telling you, the way she hustles, she will be rich by the time she 18.
I'm about to send her this goddamn money as bad as that I want to.
That little girl, she a hustler right there.
$140.
I like
this is what I need, Papa. She was like, I need this. I was like, all right, just give me your address and I'll buy it all. I'm gonna send it to your address.
I like it.
I like it too. But I told her, I said, you know, if you make more money, you got to send me my profit. You know what I'm saying? We business partners up in this bitch.
But I'm telling you, though,
if
that's
I'm investing in your product, nigga, I need my money. So you can't just be sitting up there making money and you ain't gonna send me nothing back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, Papa, you know I got you. I'm like, all right.
She gonna be rich, though.
Oh, she's fucking tight. She just like my daughter. My daughter was doing that shit. She was like, damn, let's buy these motherfucking Chihuahua puppies. She was like 12. They bought a Chihuahua puppy, and then we can mate them. And, you know, when they grow up, then we can make. My daughter was just a hustler. That's my daughter, my oldest daughter, and my middle granddaughter. They hustlers like a motherfucker. No matter what, they trying to make some money. But see, now my daughter, my oldest daughter, shit, she's fucking 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's something different. Well, my granddaughter's only 14, and she got her own little Paris TV on her YouTube and shit. gang of fucking followers and all that stuff. He's like, I'm trying to make the lip gloss.
It don't affect a lot. She needs to do lip gloss. She needs to do that too.
Lip gloss is $140 worth of shit.
Yeah, so get that
like
for you. Or, you know, how I showed you that stuff earlier. She can do that and buy it wholesale too. The next minute, I got my daughter doing the lip gloss. I was trying to get her to do shirts and stuff, but she just ain't doing that. But I tell you, you can get your own perfume made up, own colognes made up. I can get all that. I can get True West Cologne made up for you if you wanted that. And that shit will be up there with damn Christian Dior. It smells just like it.
Told her I was going to do it, so I'm going to fight the bullet and fucking lie and blow all this fucking bullshit. She better make some money. God damn it. This ought to tell my granddaughters no about anything. It's a whole lot. Thank you. I love you so much. I was like, oh, fuck. I really got to do it, man. She just got to pay me the fuck back. That's all I'm talking about. Pay me the fuck back. I need all my... Yeah, she don't have to pay me back.
I wish. I got $385 on camper, and then probably about $900 again this year. Last year was $1,004 for the uniforms and stuff, cheer uniforms. And then the camp this year, they just told me how much the camp was, $385 due Monday. So we got to pay that. And then I don't know, they tell you about July that the money is in due for the uniforms. So you got to pay like $1,000 for goddamn uniforms and shoes and shit, cheerleading. Like shit.
Oh, dude, he said, I'm going to have $100 left. I'm going to be broke. Broke. Shit. That's my baby, though. I got to do it. My baby,
well,
I got to do
shoot.
It.
I guess I'm about to lay it down while this medicine working for a while.
Yeah,
all
right. 20 minutes.
I'm about
to watch me a TV show
because
I can't go to bed about
4 o'clock. I'm watching Bianca Belair. That's sexy.
I've been up since like 4 messing with this damn foot when it's time to clean it or whatever. But the medicine wear off. You know, you already know.
Mm-hmm. I got mine wrapped up. I got mine. I got to go to wound care Thursday. They got my foot wrapped up. I got the home doctor came today. One got to come Monday. Go to wound care Thursday and wait on the heart doctor. So I'm going to the hospital for about a week, probably Thursday or Friday. Come back out.
Okay.
Fine, man. I'm glad y'all hung around with the motherfucker. Let me go on and do this shit for my granddaughter before I tag my fucking mom. Tag my mom. All right, and then you know Dion get ready to come over here in a minute. So I'll talk to y'all in the AM or something. Maybe we might do a pop up show tomorrow or something.
Okay, man. Y'all.
That might be the bomb right there. We just pop up tomorrow and tell them we're going to do a pop-up show and we'll fuck around and go on in and clown out tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I'm going to tap in with y'all. I'm going to give me a 20-minute nap and then I'm going to go watch me some movies.
All right,
y'all. Give me a call. You know I got to hook up with all the movie shit. So,
I don't watch no watch. So I just get on there and watch the documentary. You know, that's
yeah, I'm about to go watch King Kong and Godzilla. I gotta see it.
I can't get in no movies. I just gotta watch documentaries. People telling a story about this went on or that went on. That's all I can watch.
Yeah, well, I like to watch shit to where if I know that if it's some kind of something I could do as far as like, you know, a special effect, I love that.
Well, I'll be watching like.
I got that Red Giant, man. I don't know where you got Mac, so I got Red Giant for PC, though.
But Red Giant, that's when you got the goddamn, if he's running in the goddamn, the hole just form behind you. No, nigga, I'm talking about my own. If you seen my fix, I rose up out the dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you did that with green screen, though.
Yeah, I did. I do. That's what I do, like all green screen, you know, but yeah, all that stuff has the Red Giant. After Effects. That's what I did in After Effects.
I got After Effects, yeah. Red Giant, and all that, but you got Mac, and I got it for PC, so.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucking PC. But I did it on the PC.
Yeah.
I did that on the PC. Like, you know, my fix, if you look at my fix, that's all motherfucking PC and After Effects. All right, y'all, man. I'll holler at y'all later, man. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
And I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call y'all tomorrow and let you know if we're going to do a pop-up show.
Okay.
If y'all want to do it, we can do it. Just say okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll try to give everybody a heads up. We probably pull one off.
Yeah, let's pull a pop-up show tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all be careful. Y'all go to sleep. Y'all sleep tight. All that other shit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right.